What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. That's right, it's time for Dig Straight Down. Now, what have I been up to in Minecraft lately since last episode? Well, absolutely nothing, and it doesn't matter anyway, because we've got something really exciting, at least exciting for me, to talk about in this episode. So I'm going to skip over that whole thing where I talk about what I've been up to in Minecraft. For two reasons, because one, I haven't done anything in Minecraft since last episode, and two, I'm just really excited. I'm really excited for this. I literally just saw this posted on Twitter by, I mean, everybody's talking about it, but by Minecraft, Minecraft's Twitter account posted a new snapshot. And I will have a link down in the description of this episode for you to go check out this snapshot and read all about it yourself. But this is a really exciting one. This is a really, really exciting one. And I had to talk about it as soon as possible after I saw it. So something that I've wanted for a very long time in Minecraft, and you guys have heard me mention it probably more than a few times, is a way to customize your armor. All armor really kind of looks the same. All diamond armor looks the same. All gold armor looks the same. There's not a lot of customization you can do to armor at all, really, except for leather armor, because you can dye it. But, you know, playing on a server with a bunch of people or trying to create stories in Minecraft, trying to, you know, have fun with lore, things like that. On the visual side of things, it has been very bland. There has not been a lot of ways to make characters that you're playing or factions that you're members of or whatever, make them look unique and interesting and distinct from other people in the game. So that is all changing now in 1.20. Because Minecraft has just announced that we are going to finally get customizable armor in Minecraft in the form of armor trims. That's right, armor trims. We're going to be able to trim our armor in different kinds of materials, different kinds of colors, and it's awesome. But that's not all. That's not all. It's not just merely that we get to sort of add a nice visual aesthetic to our armor. It's not just that we get to trim our armor in different colors. These trims come in different designs, and these designs can be found as templates in certain chests, wherever you find loot chests, pretty much. I have a whole list here of structures where you can find this, and we'll go over those soon. But I just want to say right off the bat that this has just made me so happy to see. This has been something that I've wanted to see for a very long time, and it gives me hope. It really gives me hope for all of the features that I do want to see that seem to be sort of, you know, far-fetched, sort of like pipe dream, you know. It gives me hope to actually, we might see these things come to the game one day. Now, I think that they should go farther. I think that we should be able to customize our weapons and our tools, because when you're playing Minecraft, you do get attached to your pickaxe. You do get attached to your weapon of choice, whether that's a bow or a sword or a trident, whatever you're using. And it's nice to be able to customize these things beyond simply giving them a really cool name. I would like to be able to customize the way that they look. But that being said, again, this gives me hope that we might actually see things like that added to the game one day. So let's go into what exactly these armor trims are. So let's start with the changes that have come to the smithing table. Now, the smithing table is going to be how you apply these armor trims to your armor. In order to apply a template to your armor, you must open up the smithing table UI. You insert your template, you insert the armor piece that you want to apply it to, and you put in a mineral kind of material, sort of like an ore or a crystalline material, and then you are able to apply that trim to your armor in that specific color. Now, this does consume the templates that you put into it, so if you want to continue to add templates to armor, you're going to have to duplicate these templates. And to do so, you're going to need a lot of diamonds. Because from the snapshot, they say, you can craft a copy of a smithing template in the crafting table with 7 diamonds, plus 1 block of material that the template is made of, plus 1 smithing template, which will output 2 of the same smithing template. So it is an expensive recipe to duplicate a template that you want to use over and over. And I think this is a good thing because for a long time, diamonds have kind of been useless, especially in single player. Once you've gotten to the point where you can trade with the villagers for all of your diamond tools and diamond armor, diamonds have become largely useless. Now they are useful. If you want to customize your armor and make it interesting, you're gonna need a lot of diamonds. 7 diamonds per piece of armor that you want to add a template to. That's pretty significant and pretty expensive, but I think this is a good thing. I think this is a good thing. This is going to breathe new life into diamonds and make them more of something that we want to get. So armor trims are added to armor in the smithing table. But where do you find armor trims? Well, armor trims are found throughout the world, says the snapshot, and each of the following structures contain their own unique smithing template. Let's go down this list real quick together. The pillager outpost has a chance of having the sentry armor trim. The desert pyramid can have the dune armor trim. A shipwreck can have a coast armor trim. Jungle Temple can have wild armor trim. Ocean monuments can have tide armor trim. The ancient cities can have the ward armor trim. Woodland mansions can have vex armor trim. Nether fortresses can have rib armor trim. Bastion remnants can have snout armor trim. Strongholds can have eye armor trim. And end cities can have spire armor trim. As if end cities weren't already amazing enough with the loot that you can get from them, now you can also get armor trim. End cities are truly the OP structure in Minecraft. Now, a note for the ocean monument where you get the armor trim there, because we all know that there is no chest inside an ocean monument. There's no actual chest where you can get loot. The Elder Guardian mob is going to have, I think it's a 20% chance of dropping the Tide Armor trim when it is killed. And, of course, most ocean monuments, I think, have 2 Elder Guardians. So your chances of getting the Tide Armor trim, in my opinion, are pretty high. And that might be the most common one that we see in our multiplayer, in our servers and everything. So ocean monument, I'm really happy about this because the Elder Guardian only dropping sponge always kind of seemed a bit of a letdown for all the trouble that it takes to actually raid an ocean monument if you're not going to turn it into a guardian farm, like most of us don't do that. I've always said that the Elder Guardian should drop a trident, and I kind of still think that. But the chance of dropping an armor trim, I think, is pretty cool. A great addition, and I think the Elder Guardian has just become a better mob because of that. Now, one more thing to talk about when it comes to this snapshot is they have changed the world of Netherite completely. It is now going to be harder to upgrade your diamond equipment to Netherite. Because according to the snapshot, Netherite equipment crafting now requires a Netherite upgrade smithing template. So we have armor trim templates. Now we have to have a Netherite upgrade template in order to upgrade our diamond armor and our diamond tools to Netherite. The templates can be found randomly in all Bastion Remnants structures, and there's a guarantee of 2 in every treasure room Bastion Remnant. So those are going to be highly sought out for. And Mojang says, this change was made for a variety of reasons. It increases the time players utilize diamond equipment before Netherite. So now diamond equipment is going to be more of a mainstay like it was before Netherite was added. It makes Netherite equipment a more significant achievement in the game's progression. And I think that's really good because Netherite, I mean, not for me, because I've never went mining for Netherite. It just didn't seem worth the trouble to me, and even more so now. But watching people who are really, really good at Minecraft, much better than I am anyway, they seem to get Netherite really quickly. And it seems like this should be something that you get after playing the game for quite a while. So now getting netherite equipment is going to be more of a significant achievement. I think that's a great thing. And this also adapts netherite more naturally into the new smithing table crafting system. So all in all, I think this is a great change to netherite. It's going to be harder to get, but it's going to be much more rewarding when you get it. Now, like I said in the beginning of this episode, I do think this opens doors to more things that we have always wanted to see in Minecraft. I seriously didn't think that we were going to get a way to customize our armor. That was just something I really wanted to see, but I thought, oh, this is something more for mods. But now that it's coming to the vanilla game, I do see that it's possible. All these things that I thought maybe were impossible are now, in fact, possible. And I would love to see them go further with this idea. Let's be able to add trim to horse armor. Let's be able to add trim to boats and things like that. Hey, and let's be able to, you know, add trim to our tools and our weapons. It seems like that's the logical conclusion. Let's just go all the way with this, Mojang. Guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for tuning in again. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas that you want to share with me, send them to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I am @rebeljc_92. And guys, as always, until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.